Can you pronounce your last
name? Alexis Ein in Thornton, New Hampshire. With all due respect to the panel, I'm not here to address the panel because I know what their decision will be, regardless of what is said here. I'm here to address all the other folks in the room from surrounding New Hampshire towns. The comments that we make here today will be compiled into logs and then completely disregarded when the ultimate decision is made, whether or not to issue the permit for Northern Pass. That's how the system works. Here's why. This hearing is part of the regulatory process that ensures permits are issued, as long as the permit application submitted by the corporation is complete. Let me repeat that. As long as the corporation submits a complete permit application, the permit is issued. This is the way corporations are allowed to operate under our current system of law. To date, 89 permits have been granted to cross the Canadian border, 37 for the Mexican border, and the DOE has confirmed that no presidential permit has ever been denied. The function of the regulatory system is passive and past tense. It permits the amount of harm that can be done, whether in acres, parts per million, or feet in the case of the towers. The regulatory system assumes that our only option is to try and regulate the amount of harm that will be inflicted on our state and communities, which is what leads us to debate things like burying the lines, height of towers, etc. It's about regulating the harm, not simply saying no. As citizens, we have no legal way to say no to a project like this. There is, however, another way to oppose projects like this. We can stand up for our rights as citizens, stand up for our rights as towns, and tell these corporations that we will not have the health, safety, and welfare of our people jeopardized by destructive, greedy projects such as this one. Our own state constitution compels us to act. Article 10 of the New Hampshire Constitution states, and I quote, "Right to revolution, government being instituted for the common benefit, protection, and security of the whole community, and not for the private interest or emolument of any one man, family, or class of men. Therefore, whenever the ends of government are perverted and public liberty manifestly endangered and all other means of redress are ineffectual," does this sound familiar? "The people may and of right ought to reform the old or establish a new government. The doctrine of non-resistance against arbitrary power and oppression is absurd, slavish, and destructive of the good and happiness of mankind," end quote. You all received orange cards on your way into this hearing, or you should have. There's information on the card about the New Hampshire Community Rights Network, of which I am a member, along with several other people in this room. We are working to bring about change that will allow us to say no to projects such as this one. Please consider becoming part of this movement. Thank you.